This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can go even deeper in this series with Pastor Rick's video-based Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This study will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Seeing What God Wants Me to See.
Without illumination, you just look at a book and a lot of it doesn't make sense. It's just words on a page. Great story, fine. But when God opens your eyes, bam, I see the solution to my problems. Bam, I see the barrier to my progress. Bam, I see the protection that God has for all the things that are attacking me. And bam, I see He's with me all the time. How do I get that kind of illumination? You must do five things. Can you write fast? Five things to get your eyes open, to cooperate with the Holy Spirit so He can illuminate, so He can photizo, so He can enlighten your mind. Number one, this one's obviously basic. I must begin a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the starting point. If you don't have this one, you are spiritually blind and you don't have any hope of seeing things from God's point of view. You gotta get the connection first. You can't just know about Jesus, you gotta know Him. You gotta have a relationship. You gotta be born again. You've got to be saved. You must accept His salvation. And until you begin that relationship, you're blind. Sorry, you can only see from a human viewpoint. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the man without the Spirit, that means he's not born again, does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of man, Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him. And he cannot understand them. Underline that. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. This is why it is nonsense to try to expect unbelievers to act like believers until they are. You can make all the laws in the world to make people act and do the right thing, but they're not going to do it because it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. My eyes are blinded until I have the connection with God. Look up here on the screen, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The devil who rules this world has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. They cannot see the light of the good news. They just can't see it. I didn't see it. You didn't see it. None of us saw it until we stepped across the line. And then all of a sudden, boom, the blinders came off. That's why Jesus says in John 3:3, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God. You can't see what God's doing until He is born again. Now, if you haven't had that yet, we're going to settle that one at the end of this service today. So hang on. Number two, the second thing you have to do is I must ask God in faith to open my eyes. I ask God in faith to open my eyes. And I pray Psalm 119:18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Anybody ever heard that verse? That's this week's memory verse. Let's say it together. Psalm 119:18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Psalm 119:18. Now, why did I have you memorize that last week? Because I want you to be able to pray it every day when you open your Bible. It's the first thing you should pray. Before you even read the Bible, you need batteries included. You need the illumination. And you need to say, Lord, before I even read this, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law, in your word, whatever. Now, here's the point. There are wonderful things in this book. It's filled with wonder-filled things. But when you don't see them, it's not the Bible's fault. It's because you're blind. You can't see the wonder-filled things until your eyes have been opened. So if your eyes are not open, you're going to read the Bible and go, I don't get it. It just seems dull. It seems blind. I just don't get it. Because you're not seeing. You must have your, it takes more than revelation. It takes illumination. And so, by the way, my two-year-old grandson Cole memorized this verse this week. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Psalm 119, 18. And by the way, you memorize with your ear, not with your eyes. If you just read a verse over and over, you're never going to memorize it. You have to say it aloud. It is by saying it aloud over and over, saying it aloud while you're in the car driving, while you're shaving, taking a shower, whatever. Don't say it in your sleep because you wake up somebody probably. But you learn, you memorize through your ear. Now, when you ask God in faith, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law, you have to ask in faith. Next verse, James 1. Verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, Lord, I need wisdom on this business deal. I need wisdom with my kids. I need wisdom on my health. I need wisdom about whether to say yes or no, whether to hold on or let go. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. And it will, promise, will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. I ask God in faith. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Ask, seek, and knock. First letter, A-S-K. Ask, seek, knock. He's just saying you need to ask. And what is God's promise? Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way you should go. I'll show you which way to go. I will counsel you. I will watch over you. But I got to ask in faith for God to open my eyes. Number 3, I come with a humble attitude.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says the Bible isn't meant to just inform us. It's meant to transform us. That's why it's so important to study God's Word. Maybe you've never studied the Bible and you don't even know where to start. Or maybe you read the Bible every day, but you're not getting all God has for you out of the time you spend with Him. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This life-changing resource will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. The 40 Days in the Word study kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page, 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find interactive journaling pages and Bible verse cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called, How Can We Know the Bible Came from God? And a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the 40 Days in the Word study kit to say thanks for your gift to help more people learn, love, and live God's Word through daily hope. By the way, right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the 40 Days in the Word Bible Study Kit. Again, that's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004.
Once again, here's Rick.
If I come to the Word of God and I just go, I already got it all figured out. I don't really need God's help on this marriage issue. I don't really need God's help on this financial issue. Then you're not gonna get anything. Your guys are going to be closed. You come with a humble attitude. Psalm 25:9. He guides, and that's what you need. You need guidance this week. He guides the humble. And if you be humble, God will guide you in what? In what is right, and teaches them his way. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord, not in yourself. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Like, here's what I think I ought to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him in your sexual ways. Acknowledge him in your financial ways. Acknowledge him in your career ways. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will make your paths straight. He'll point you on the path to success. I ask God in faith to open my eyes. I come with a humble attitude. Number four, this is a big one. I cleanse my heart of sin and conflict. I cleanse my heart of sin and conflict. I cannot get my eyes opened if my body and mind is full of junk. That's why the Bible says in Matthew 5:8, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." You can't see it unless your heart is pure. Now, that doesn't mean perfect. If only God illuminated the minds of people who are perfect, nothing would happen. None of us are perfect. Pure doesn't mean perfect. Pure in heart means I'm caught up to date on my confession. There's nothing between me and God. Yeah, God, I agree. That was right. That was wrong. And you're right. And I just confess. I don't allow the garbage to pile up in my life. Blessed are the pure in heart. They will see God. If I'm over here and I'm watching or reading a bunch of pornography, and then I come and say, "Now, God, I need some instructions on what to do with my job." It ain't going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. Blessed are the pure in heart. They will see God. If I'm out here filling my mind with garbage, trashy novels and magazines and movies and TV shows and just junk, and I'm filling my mind with bitterness and lust and resentment and guilt and anger and jealousy and envy, all that stuff in my mind, I'm not going to see it. I must have a clear conscience. I must cleanse my heart of sin, and not just sin, but conflict. Notice the next verse, 1 John 2:11. Whoever hates his brother is in the darkness, and he walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he's going. Whoa. You want to know why you don't know where you're going? Because you got unresolved conflict in your life. That's why you don't know where you're going, because you're in darkness. Whoever hates his brother is in darkness, walks around in darkness. He doesn't know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him. That means if I'm out of whack relationally, I'm not going to get anything out of the word. If I go have a big argument with Kay, and then I sit down, I just go back and I sit down and go, "Now, God, I need you to teach me from your word." It isn't going to happen. It's just going to be print on the page. I'm going to read the stories. I'm going to read the verses. It's not going to do anything. I'm not going to have the light come on. I'm not going to have the aha, eureka, that makes sense. I got it. Why? Because there's relational conflict. The Bible says you cannot be right with God and wrong with others. You cannot love God and hate others. You cannot be reconciled to God and not be reconciled with others. That's why the Bible says if you got something wrong with a brother, it said when you come to church and you bring an offering, he says, you got something wrong with somebody, or they got it wrong with you, you leave your offering there, you go make it right with that person, and then you come back and you finish your worship. Because you cannot worship God while you're out of whack with somebody else. So if you really want your mind open, you want to see the solution to your problems and the barriers to your progress and the defenses to your attackers and the fact that God is with you, you may need to make a phone call this afternoon. Or write a letter. You may need to forgive somebody. You may need to ask forgiveness. You mean to let somebody off the hook. You say, "Well, I can't let go of that grudge." Listen, you don't hold a grudge. It holds you. It holds you in a self-imposed prison of pain. Let it go. Because until you do, you are blind. And you cannot see with spiritual eyes. Ask God to open my eyes. Come with a humble attitude. Cleanse my heart of sin and conflict. And number five, I commit in advance to do what God says. This is unqualified, unconditional obedience. I say, God, I'm getting ready to sit down here and I need you to teach me what I need to do this week with my kids and my wife and my family and my business. And I need you to teach me. And I'm telling you in advance that I'm going to do what you want me to do, even when it doesn't make sense, even when I don't understand it, even when I don't agree, even when it isn't popular, even when it isn't easy. I'm saying yes, even before you tell me what to do. Psalm 119, 33 and 34. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees, and then I will keep them. See the promise, the commitment? I will keep them. You just teach me, and I'll do it. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law, and I will obey it with all my heart. Whatever you show me, I'm going to act on it. Now, why? Because acting on it is the bottom line. And God's not going to give you step two until you act on step one. So James 1:22, the last verse on the outline, is today's memory verse for this week. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. Now, remember, we memorize a verse by saying aloud. You say the reference at the beginning, at the end. So let's say this one aloud together. James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. By the way, what is James 1:22? Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. Let's bow our heads. Would you pray this prayer with me in your mind? If you've never invited Christ into your life, say, Jesus Christ, I open my life to you. I need to be born again. I need to be spiritually renewed. I need to be saved. I've known about you, but I've never put my trust in you. I've never asked you into my life, and I'm doing it now. Thank you for dying on the cross for me, for forgiving all the wrong things I've ever done. I want to learn to love you. I ask you to open my eyes, God, to see the solutions to the problems that are right in front of me. Open my eyes to see the barriers that are holding back the progress, even if it's me. Open my eyes, Lord, to see the people who are attacking me that really, you've got it taken care of. That I don't have to defend myself, that you'll defend me. That I can trust you. And Lord, in all of my loss and my grief and my confusion, open my eyes to see that there's never been a second you weren't walking with me. You've been right there with me all along, even when I couldn't see it. In faith, I ask you to open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I want to come to you every day with a humble attitude. I don't want to trust in my way or my own understanding, but I want to acknowledge you in every area of my life. I ask you to clean out my heart of all the junk and garbage and sin, and bad attitudes, and help me to make reconciliation in the conflicts in my life. I don't want to be walking around in the dark. I don't want to be not knowing where I'm going. So I'm telling you right now in advance that I want to do what you ever you tell me to say, whether I understand it or not, because you're God and I'm not. I don't want to merely listen to the word and so deceive myself. I want to do what it says. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can when you sign up to receive his life-changing daily Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox. Just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up now at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick says the Bible isn't meant to just inform us, it's meant to transform us. That's why it's so important to study God's Word. Maybe you've never studied the Bible, and you don't even know where to start. Or maybe you've read the Bible every day, but you're just not getting all God has for you out of the time you spend with Him. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This life-changing resource will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. Here's Rick to tell you more.
To fulfill the purpose that God created you for and to become the person that God wants you to be, you must fill your life with His Word. 2 Timothy 3:17 says, "Through the Word we are put together and shaped for the tasks that God has for us." You see, God's Word is unlike any other word. It's alive. In John 6:63, Jesus says, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." When God's Word comes into your life, you come alive. When God speaks, things change. Everything around you, all of creation exists because God spoke it into existence. The Bible tells us that God's Word generates life, creates faith. It produces change. It frightens the devil. It causes miracles. The Bible tells us that God's Word heals our hurts and builds our character and transforms our circumstances. The Bible tells us that God's Word imparts joy. It overcomes adversity. It defeats temptation. It infuses hope. It releases power. It cleanses our minds. The Bible says God's Word brings things into being and guarantees our future forever. Now, to help you study the Word of God and to deepen your understanding of this life-changing Word, I've created a resource. It's called 40 Days in the Word, and it's a study kit that you can do by yourself or, even better, do it with a couple friends in a small group. It includes a DVD study of 6 sessions and a workbook and other instructions on how to memorize Scripture, how to meditate on God's Word, and how to get God's Word into your heart and life at a level you have never had it before. This month, when you give a gift to help support the Ministry of Daily Hope, I want to send you the 40 Days in the Word study kit. It'll help you study the Bible, but as I said, it can also be used as a small group study where you'll learn methods of personal Bible study. This is all for your gift to Daily Hope. I've told you before, we're a 100% listener-supported ministry, and your financial gift goes directly toward telling people around the world about the hope of the good news. I do this for free. I don't get any remuneration for doing this. I do this because I care about God's Word and I care about you. The Bible says we can't live without the Word of God. We are to never take it for granted. We are to consider it an essential part of our lives, as essential as eating on a daily basis. Job 23:12 says, "I've treasured the words of His mouth more than my daily bread." Do you do that? This study kit, 40 Days in the Word, can teach you how to treasure God's Word even more than food.
The 40 Days in the Word study kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find interactive journaling pages and Bible verse cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called How We Can Know the Bible Came from God, and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. By the way, right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you'll only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the 40 Days in the Word Bible Study Kit. Again, that's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.